This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital for Children are shedding light today on an excruciating decision they recently had to make. It involved conjoined two-year-old twin girls. One of them was in failing health. If she died, that would kill her healthier sister. But operating to separate them would have led to the death of the sick twin. She couldn't survive on her own, so the doctors had to decide what to do. The doctors report on this case today in the New England Journal of Medicine, and WBUR's Carrie Goldberg shares their story.
The East African twins were born conjoined into a sort of a Y shape. They had separate heads and torsos, but they were connected lower down, at the abdomen and the pelvis. They shared a liver and a bladder and other lower body organs and had just three legs in all. One of the sisters, the doctors call her Twin A, also had heart and lung disease so serious they say she was imminently dying.
And if we sit here and do nothing, that twin will die. And because she's attached to her sister, the other one will die as well. In just by physiology, it usually happens within hours to days later.
Dr. Brian Cummings is the chair of Mass General's Pediatric Ethics Committee. He was called in to consult on the ethics of the case. He says the healthier sister was acting as the sicker sister's heart-lung machine, giving her oxygen.
And so if we act, we will be able to save one sister from dying, but one will die in that act.
It was a choice between two terrible options.
No one wants to do something that's going to lead to the potential death of a patient. At the same time, no one wants to sit here and watch two young ladies die, knowing that we might be able to do something to save one. So how do we proceed where we have really two undesirable outcomes, but we can't change those outcomes?
Cummings says the dilemma is reminiscent of the famous trolley problem in ethics. A trolley is hurtling down a track toward a group of people. Is it morally acceptable to push someone onto the track to block it? There's no simple answer. Scholars write whole dissertations on various permutations of the problem. Dr. Alan Goldstein is the chief of pediatric surgery at Mass General and led the surgical team on the case.
As physicians, we are trained only to save a life. And this forced us to think outside of that matrix, to consider that sometimes saving a life is, you know, more complicated.
The MGH team considered the decision from every ethical dimension, including even whether the weaker twin, Twin A, could be considered an aggressor because she was piggybacking on Twin B's circulation. In that light, could an operation to separate them be considered a form of self-defense? Ultimately, Cummings says the team focused on a practical question. What should be the process for deciding?
And our process was, let's engage all our stakeholders. Let's have room for divergent opinion about this. Let's think about what we are comfortable offering as a medical facility. And then let's offer that to the family.
The family, after much discussion, chose the operation to separate the twins. Goldstein says the medical staffers were free to opt out of the operation, and a few did.
Individuals both in the anesthesia and surgery side that said, this is not for me. This is wrong. We should, you know, we're doctors. We never end the life.
But most opted in, and the operation at Mass General went ahead last year. It took 14 hours. The surgical team had to divide the twins' intestines, liver, pelvic bones, and more. Even their skin had to be carefully divided, and a major artery they shared. Goldstein says a separate OR was ready to support the weaker Twin A after the separation, but to no avail.
She died relatively quickly after the artery was divided and before the separation was completed.
Twin B recovered well from the surgery and even came to a presentation of her case at Mass General. Brian Cummings says it was a powerful moment.
And she came into the room and everyone was clapping, and she loved it. She waved to the crowd. She was so happy. And I think it really hit home for everyone that was involved, like, that it was the right thing to do, and we did our best here.
The doctors say Mass General is not publicly identifying the family or even the East African country they're from because they faced hostility there for their choice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.